Republican Senator Dave Zinn, who led the effort to pass the concealed carry bill, didn't want to take credit for the veto override vote. He says that belongs to the National Rifle Association.
There's about 100,000 NRA members. There's probably, for every NRA member, there's 6 to 10 that consider themselves NRA. There's a lot of those people in the state. I'm just one of their front men.
Zinn says it was grassroots lobbying by gun rights activists that led to passage of the bill, and he's convinced the assembly will also vote to override the governor's veto.
Anybody that votes against it, they have blood on their hands. We know from the experience of other states, 7 to 8.5% decrease in violent crime. That amounts to about 1,075 fewer violent crimes in the state of Wisconsin per year. If 46 states have it, how can we be against it?
Democratic State Senator Bob Jow called the Senate override vote a victory for the NRA and a defeat for average Wisconsin citizens. He says in his northern Wisconsin district, where guns are important for hunting, carrying a concealed weapon is not a top priority.
I don't think it is an issue on the hearts and minds of people. It has nothing to do with their personal security, their economic security, whether or not their grandparents have health care. It has nothing to do with whether or not their kids have better education. Fact of the matter is the NRA won today.
The bill now moves on to the assembly, where it passed with 65 votes. 66 are needed to override the veto. Republicans say they have convinced two from their party who voted against the bill to flip and vote for the override. Democrats are working now to find the votes they say they have to sustain a veto. If the veto is overridden, it will be the first time since 1981 that a governor's veto has failed to block a piece of legislation from becoming law. One thing that may prompt supporters of concealed carry to change their vote is a concern raised by the Sheriff's Association. Sheriff's deputies want concealed carry permits to be listed on driver's licenses and car registrations. That's what prompted La Crosse Senator Mark Meyer to vote to support the governor's veto.
I think it's a reasonable request that law enforcement was making that said that when we pull someone over, we'd like to be able to, on their registration on our computer, be able to see whether this person was a permit holder or not. That would have been a simple amendment that we could have done to the bill to help fix it, but that was just something that didn't happen.
Meyer is the only one of six Democrats who supported the concealed carry bill to change his mind and support the veto. He says he decided it was a waste of political capital to defy the governor when he might need his help in the future. Democratic leaders in the assembly are hoping that sentiment will prevail and votes will switch in favor of sustaining the veto. But Republican Representative Scott Gunderson says that's unlikely. He says those who support concealed carry, both Democrat and Republican, are committed to the issue.
They believe in it. Their constituents believe in it. The majority of the folks in this state truly do believe this is the right thing to do for Wisconsin. So I feel very confident that we will override the governor next week.
The assembly vote on overriding the concealed carry veto is scheduled for Tuesday. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.